Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, your only choice for local sports talk in the morning. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh, this is just perfect. Good morning, everybody. Jimmy Fallon, there's a gif of Jimmy Fallon doing that. Doing good morning, everybody, which I heard you and Michaels bitched about for like 5 minutes last week, so that's great.
Tim Allen, too.
Oh, wow. You guys are all jealous. That's fine.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Good morning, everybody. Give me one right now.
No, well, you stole. Everybody agreed. You took it off from me. And then created your own.
We've gone over this a million times.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just telling you. You brought it up, so I'm just telling you.
Good morning, everybody.
So,
but Jimmy Fallon, there's a gif of him doing that. Aaron Nagler, a friend of the show, just tweeted out that gif. His tweet says, "Good morning, Packers fans. While you were asleep, Allen Robinson agreed to terms with the Bears. Sammy Watkins agreed to terms with the Chiefs." So there was a story out yesterday that the Packers were possibly interested in both.
Mm-hmm.
And then our minds started going, well, could they bring in both? Are they going to cut Jordy and Cobb? Are they going to keep all four? Is it going to be like 2011 where we have four receivers and then maybe get Jimmy Graham and have the tight end and just run roughshod through the entire NFL?
No, if they were to get Robertson or if they were going to get Watkins, one of those guys, Jordy or Cobb, would have been gone. Allen Robinson would have been perfect here, though. 6'3", 6'4", strong, can go up and get balls. He would have been great for, and you know, coming off the injury. Would have been great, though, for Aaron Rodgers. I'd gladly trade Allen Robinson for either what those two guys the Packers have, either Jordy or Cobb. And same with Sammy Watkins. I know he didn't put up the best numbers in the Rams last year, but I'd take him, too.
Well, Chuck, I think some people in the Packers organization felt the same way. The problem was the price. 3 years, $42 million for Allen Robinson.
But, again, it's the money up front. I think, what did he get up front? $20
million? You would know better than me.
Yeah.
But that averages the 14 per. Yeah. So that's for Allen Robinson. He is a Chicago Bear. And the Chicago Bears, whatever you think about Mitch Trubisky, Jordan Howard.
$25 million guaranteed. That's the key in NFL free agency.
This is like their first real receiver they've had. You know, because everybody else keeps getting hurt down there.
It's like, you know, you look at it, and when a guy signs a contract, is he going to get all 3 years of that deal? Chances are not. But $25 million guaranteed. Boy, they're all in on him, man. And he's still, God, he's only 24 years old. Seems like he's been around longer than that, but he's only 24. That's huge for the Bears to get him. You know, they're a long ways away, but God, that'd be a great, great fit in Green Bay. Watkins, too. And Watkins just announced, not he didn't announce, but is reported this morning that, you know, him going to Kansas City. But the Packers are in the market.
On a similar deal, 16 per over 3 years. Sammy Watkins of the Bills. The Rams now of the Chiefs.
But the Packers are still in the hunt for Jimmy Graham. That news came out yesterday. New Orleans, the other team.
I feel like that's where he will end up.
I feel like the Packers, our sports teams are always mentioned for these guys. And this is the Brewers and Bucks included. Oh, they're in on these guys. And then before you know it, it's like, oh, nope. He's going to the Clippers. Oh, nope. He's going to the Diamondbacks. No. Oh, he's going to the Cubs. Okay.
Guess not. Well, one thing about the Packers is that when they came out and said, we want to be more aggressive, that might have given agents and agencies leeway to say, let's put the Packers out there. You know, that everybody knows they want to be aggressive. We can float them out there. Because a lot of this is a lot of hearsay and rumors. And a lot of what you hear is people trying to get the best deal for their guy. So rumors will come out. A lot of these are started by agents to try to drive up the price for what their player can make. And then ultimately, what they can make. Chris tweets in at 105.7 FM, the fan, at Winks Thinks, at Chuck Freeman. I guess the Packers want to have the slowest receiving core in the league, losing Watkins to the Chiefs and Robinson to the Bears. The Bears! No way to drop Cobb or Nelson means we have very little room to add any real depth to the defense, and Rodgers' contract is still a thing. This is all so gross.
Yeah. Well, it's, again, still early in the game. The signing of Aaron Rodgers is not going to predicate whether or not they go out and get other talent to help them out. I think there's going to be some still restructuring done on contracts, and tomorrow's the day. Right now is the tampering, the legal tampering period, as they call it.
Yeah, these moves will be official tomorrow. The Demarius Randall trade will be official tomorrow, but we're learning about trades, and because it's now the official tampering time, we're learning about who's agreeing to where. 414-799-1250.
How about Demarius? Do you see the tweet that he put out yesterday?
What'd he say? I'm free?
Yes. And then a couple of emojis of crying. Sad emojis. Or not sad emojis, but just like pretending to be sad, but he's not.
And as Jeff Lloyd, Locked On Browns, told us yesterday on the show, the plan is to move Demarius Randall to free safety.
Sounds like it.
And Demarius Randall was retweeting things about how he's more comfortable as a free safety instead of a cornerback. Well, like, okay, now, did he never say that when he was here? I mean,
well, I'm sure he did. Yeah. Yeah. No. I mean, just because he feels more comfortable, we'll see if he's better at free safety. You know, I mean, just because a guy says, I feel more comfortable free agents as free safety, doesn't mean he's necessarily going to be better there.
Like, Demarius could have honestly got cut after that Bears game and then been nowhere, but he was on the Packers. They needed him. He ended up performing well, so he has the opportunity to go somewhere else and succeed even greater.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know what?
Demarius should be happy the Packers didn't cut him rather than tweeting, I'm free, and if that is in relation to his time here.
Yeah, well, it's a strange coincidence that he put out I'm a free the day he was traded.
799-1250-414-799-1250.
It looks like he broke up with his girlfriend.
Let's go to John. John, how you feeling about all this?
Hi, John.
Well, first of all, I'm bored with the talk about what's his name? Randall? I don't care.
Who?
Demarius Randall, the guy.
Oh, Demarius Randall.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I forgot about him already. But here's where I'm at. I'm nervous, okay? I don't give a crap about these receivers that got signed, because I'm telling you right now, they can get a fourth or fifth rounder, and you could stick with Rodgers with some back shoulder throws or some up the sideline speed. We can get something done there at the receiver position in the draft. But what I'm looking for the Packers to do, there is a plethora of talent out there for the defense, and we need to get moving. Because this first move they made, I'm sorry, I'm not impressed. What you've done is you've blown a hole in what was already the worst part of your team. And I don't know why they left the defensive tackle. I don't know why they let him out of Green Bay. Because think about this. If I'm a cover corner with a good reputation, do you want to go to a team with a horrible defense and no pass rush? So those two things on some level might be combined. But I'm looking for this team to fill some of these holes before the draft so they have flexibility and they're not trying to pick up the salvation of the coverage corner position in the draft with the first-year player again. This doesn't work. How many times have we done it? And I don't want to see this management group do this again.
John, are you, like, panicking because some of these other teams are signing or will be signing free agency and you don't hear the Brewers, I'm sure the Packers, being mentioned for anybody yet?
I don't want to say I'm panicking, but I'm starting to get nervous because they've got a lot of holes to fill. And I don't want to go into the draft having to fill them all. Let's get some of these positions filled. So when a potential all-pro shows up at 14 or within striking distance where we can move up, we don't have to be tied to one particular position. We need some flexibility because we're high enough in the draft now where we can pick off some high-potential, high-ceiling players. And that's what we need to do with this draft so we can get this thing turned around and get to the Super Bowl this year.
One of the problems is that, Chuck, as you were alluding to, it can be frustrating because for whatever reason, the Packers, there's an article that will come out with the guy's name in Packers. Who's the top cornerback out there? Johnson? Tremaine Johnson? Mm-hmm. Rams?
Yeah.
there you can find an article that says Tremaine Johnson to the Packers. Yeah. Who are the top receivers? Robinson and Watkins? They've both signed now, Robinson to the Bears and Watkins to the Chiefs. There was an article yesterday linking those two guys to the Packers. Jimmy Graham, I know we have a bet on it. I think that he will end up going back to New Orleans. There's an article that says Jimmy Graham to the Packers.
Sure.
So these guys, you see this, and then you get excited, and then it doesn't happen, and we don't know what the Packers are doing. We don't know what they're negotiating. We don't know all this kind of stuff. All we know is what we see, and that is articles that are being written linking to these guys from rumors that we don't know where they started. So when they don't sign Allen Robinson, when they don't get Jimmy Graham, if they don't get Tremaine Johnson, we look at it as a failure when we don't know how much those guys were in on them in the first place.
And these
same
agents,
with the Brewers and Arrieta and Darvish and all that.
And these agents all use the NFL insiders as tools. Not tools in a bad way, like a guy's a tool, but I mean, they might, you know, an agent might say, hey, you know, my guy has got an offer from the Green Bay Packers. And all of a sudden, let's say Ian Rappaport, whatever, oh, you know, the Packers are said to be talking to, you know, so-and-so,
yeah,
wide receiver. And it may not even be true, but that agent is using that word out there because the Packers can't come out and say, well, no, we're not interested in that guy. Then all these rumors start, and before you know it, a guy's contract gets ballooned higher and higher because of, you know, all these stories out there. Packers may not even be interested in Jimmy Graham or Allen Robinson or any of that, but these agents use these NFL insiders to get their word out and drive the price up.
When you're the Packers and you come out and say you want to be more aggressive because the media and the fans, we are like clamoring just for Gutekunst to say we're aggressive. I mean, let's see what happens. I think that we were so thirsty for him to just come out and say, yeah, I understand what free agency is, and just for him saying that, we're like, ugh, we're going to sign everybody when the Packers are in a cap situation that they've got to figure out. Plus,
I think
they've
got
a ton of money they need to give Rodgers.
I think, Bart, people thought when he right there said that he was going to be out there for free agents, that maybe he's going to go out and he's going to sign Allen Robinson. He's going to sign like five free agents and make the team. But you know, there's only so much money he could spend.
Right.
Aggressive free agency could be like two guys.
414-799-1250. More on the Packers, more on Jimmy Graham, and the quarterback dominoes have begun to fall a little bit. Vikings lose a guy. We'll have that for you coming up. You can go to 1057fmthefan.com. You need a bracket to fill out. We've got them there for you. Thanks to our friends at 5-Hour Energy. Go to 1057fmthefan.com and play the 5-Hour Energy real-time brackets. These are very cool. We've been telling you about this for a couple of weeks. And when you put your brackets together, whether it's with your friends or your coworkers or your family or whoever you do brackets with, I'm in brackets that I've done with people that I don't even know how I got in them, but I'm in them every year. And the 5-Hour Energy format is a cool one to do because you can change your picks throughout the tournament. Now, you can actually track two different ways. You can track the traditional way on these brackets at 1057fmthefan.com. So if you want to do and try to figure out who wins by your initial picks, you can do that. And then you can also see with the changing of the teams that you can do, because in each game that's played, you can change your pick with up to 4 minutes left in every game. So I filled out last night one of my brackets, because we're doing it here at the office with this link, again, 1057fmthefan.com. I took what I'm taking, Villanova and North Carolina in the championship, Chuck. I took that. And I also took Oklahoma to go a long way, just because if they don't, I can end up changing it. So you can change it. You can go to the traditional way. You can do that at 5hourenergybrackets.com and check it out on our website, Chuck, 1057fmthefan.com with
yes,
brackets.
Absolutely. And 5-Hour Energy is the way to go to get yourself a little pick-me-up in the morning. 5-Hour Energy, I use that about 5 minutes before the show starts. I take it, and I'll tell you, it gives you mental clarity. It gives you a sense of energy, even at that time of the day. So whether you have an early morning job or, you know, get your job started off on a great note and feel energized by the time you get to work, or maybe in the mid-afternoon, you know, you get a little tired after lunchtime or whatever, And, you know, about 2 o'clock or so, this will help you kickstart you for the rest of the day. 5-hour energy gets you back to 100%. Helps you feel alert and energized. Each shot is packed with vitamins, nutrients, and about as much caffeine as a cup of the leading premium coffee. Zero sugar, 4 calories. Drink it in seconds. Bart, you feel it in minutes. It lasts for hours. 5-hour energy, get back to 100%.
And check out the 5-hour energy real-time brackets. They let you take control of your picks in real time. Also, I downloaded the app so that if there's a game I'm not watching and one of my teams is losing, I can go right into the app. I'll get an alert and change it on my phone. Check it out, 1057FMTheFan.com. Jimmy Graham to the Packers? How real is that? And Case Keenum out of Minnesota. The details next.
You spin my head right round when you go down.
With my swagger, hop in that window. I got places to go. People to see, time is precious. I look at my Cartier out of control.
Flo-rida. Not Florida.
Flo-rida.
Flo-rida.
I think he was like a guest host in the WWE a few years ago.
Oh, when they did that crap?
Yeah. Oh, I loved it. Bob Barker was the guest host.
Did you watch Raw last night?
No.
Oh, Cena was great.
No, I didn't.
Cena came out, said, I'm not going to WrestleMania. I'll go as a fan. Mm-hmm. He went into the stands, started drinking some beer with a guy. Then he came back in the ring and said, you know what? Screw it. I'm either going as a fan or I'm going to WrestleMania against The Undertaker. He challenged The Undertaker.
Okay, out of nowhere.
He said, it's not the people in the WWE that don't want this match to happen. It's The Undertaker. When I lose, I get right back up and go again. When you lose, you're gone forever. For a year. You're sad. Come back and fight me.
Okay. Now, they ever wrestle each other?
Not at WrestleMania.
No, I mean, in any of... I mean,
I'm sure they have.
They ever feuded?
I'm sure they have. I don't know if they've feuded. I'm sure they've wrestled.
Wow. Interesting. Because this is something that was projected. Am I right on that? That these two guys were going to maybe hook up at WrestleMania? Okay.
Yeah,
so, now you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, it looks like that'll happen.
Okay. I was talking about that with Rhodes yesterday. And he said that last WrestleMania, and I vaguely remember this, that Undertaker left his boots in the ring.
Vaguely. They did that for like an hour. It was terrible.
Well, I mean, I vaguely remember it because I didn't watch it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't watch it.
Okay.
But I remember. I thought I remembered it happening.
Yeah, he sort of retired, but not really. And
usually when you leave your boots in the ring, that means that's it.
But we play Flo-rida because we're going back to 2009 today. Thanks to Brandon Jennings. A nice night. It's a Bucks Tuesday. We'll talk to Gary Wolfel around 8:20. Also, that leads us into our Twitter Tuesday question today. Which active former athlete from the state would you like to see come back? Whether it's to the Bucks, whether it's to the Packers, whether it's to the Brewers. Tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. Use the hashtag CWLunch. You can win $20 to Perkins. We'll read some of those answers a little later. Let's go back out to the phones, 414-799-1250, as we talk Packers and free agency. There's names that are rumored, and then they go somewhere else. The receivers were a hot topic yesterday. Allen Robinson, Jaguars? Well, he's going to sign with the Bears. Sammy Watkins, Rams? He's going to sign with the Chiefs. The Packers don't have a lot of money to throw around right now, and you're seeing other teams that do start to bring in some of these guys. Jason is in South Milwaukee, 799-1250. What's up, Jason?
Hi, Jason.
What's going on, boys? All right, and Jimmy is waiting on Drew to re-sign with the Saints.
I know. I think that you're right.
Career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's fine. That's fine because as Packer fans, are we not sick and tired of the defense? I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired about the damn defense. Listen, that's where we need to bolster ourselves. If we're going to spend any money at all in free agency, it's not for a wide receiver. It's not for a tight end. We need a corner. Go out there and get Muhammad Wilkerson. Do something. Even Tremaine Johnson, if the guy's a head case, if he can help us defensively. Aaron Rodgers is good enough. We don't need these top-tier wide receivers, and we can't afford them right now, unfortunately. We don't have $69 million in cap room. But Aaron Rodgers is good enough to make miracles happen with mediocre people. You could put Bucky Dent in the slot, and Rodgers will make a man out of him.
Did you say okay. Bucky Dent?
Well, I'm just using it.
Bucky Dent? How did you get Bucky Dent in the football world?
That's how good. Thank you.
Man, I fell off my chair on that one.
Hey, you know what?
But why can't you do?
You've just made a friend for life with Freem.
Hey, Jimmy. No, I don't like Bucky Dent. But I mean, Jason. Jason. Why couldn't you have? Why can't you fix the offense and the defense? If you cut some salary, you could help both.
You could, sure, you could. But right now, I think the primary focus needs to be defensively. Defensively, it's been our Achilles heel. 2013, we got burned by Kaepernick in the playoffs. 2014, well, that was a monumental collapse. 2015 in Arizona, the defense played tough throughout the game, but completely laid an egg in overtime. 2016, it's the same thing. We got decimated in Atlanta. It's always the defense that lets us down. We get a top 10, top 13, top 15 defense to accommodate Aaron Rodgers' abilities, and we can get to a damn Super Bowl. But to ignore defense and go after a free agent wide receiver, it's university stupid, guys.
Yeah, well, I don't think so. I mean, I think if you're going to depart with one of the receivers you have, I mean, obviously the defense needs help. There's no doubt about that. I agree with you, Jason, on that. But, I mean, what if one of these receivers is an upgrade over what you got with Randall Cobb and Jordy?
To go back to 2011.
You have to have show loyalty to those guys. They've had their time with the Packers.
When they were 15-1, what did they have? They had Jennings and Driver and James Jones and Jordy. When you have that kind of stable of receivers.
Cobb, too.
Yeah,
Cobb was his rookie year.
And Finley. You have that kind of stable of receivers, you can put up 45 points a game. So maybe that's where the rumors were going or it was going. And yeah, Aaron Rodgers makes people better, but a guy like that, if you want him, you can go out and get him. Now, they've signed, or they will sign, for a little more than the Packers paid Devontae, which is good. Michael Cohen just tweeting out some of the numbers. Devontae Adams, you remember, 4 years, $58 million, $30 million guaranteed. Sammy Watkins, 3 years, $48 million, $30 guaranteed with the Chiefs. Allen Robinson, Bears, 3 years, $42, $25 guaranteed. Cohen says, if I'm the Packers, I feel really good about the deal I made with Devontae. He says, if I'm Devontae, I sort of wish I maybe hit the open market.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, Devontae may have signed too soon. And this was, you know, kind of like with Aaron. Maybe if Aaron signed his contract back then, he doesn't get what he's going to get because of all these because he played the waiting game a little bit. But the Packers got Devontae probably at a cheaper price here. But now I would take Allen Robinson over. If you could trade out Allen Robinson and Cobb for Watkins and Robinson right now, I would do it. These two guys who have signed, Robinson and Watkins, I would take those over the two Packer receivers right now.
You can call up 414-799-1250. You can also leave a message via the TalkBack feature in our app. We have a free app, WSSP 105.7 FM The Fan. Download it. You get the on-demand options. You get the news. You get our Twitter, Facebook, all that, all free. And you can leave messages as Ryan did.
Hey guys, Ryan from the Falls. I see the two wide receivers that were rumored to talk to the Packers have now reportedly come to terms with other teams. Why didn't the Packers talk to either one of these wide receivers? You know, it's going to be the same crap, different general manager. We're not going to sign anybody except for the garbage that nobody wants, and we're going to piss away another year of Rodgers' career.
Okay.
All right.
Geez.
Yeah, see, you know, back to Jason's call, too.
Allen Robinson and Sammy Watkins firing up the fan base today.
I would say that Rodgers needs some groceries to cook with, man. Give him some weapons to throw. You just can't throw guys out there and expect those guys to make, the Michael Clarks to make plays. Give him some guy. Give him a tight end. You know, if these two wide receivers, they're not part of your plan, bring somebody else in here who's better and fix that. And then, obviously, the defense, too. I mean, that's what McCarthy has said, too. I mean, we all know. You got to make the defense better. And, I think you got to do that through free agency, but you also got to work on a few things with offense too. Yeah, they need a lot of things. They need a lot of things for a team that was 7-9 last year under without the quarterback. They need a few. They got a few other holes too on this team.
Chuck and Winkler, we broadcast live from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. We're served up by Perkins, where the Bart's Bigger Breakfast is now available. Ask and you shall receive. That's right. You guys asked us to bring it back, and Perkins agreed. But now Bart's Big Breakfast is coming back as Bart's Bigger Breakfast. And we're sharing this with all of the 105.7 FM The Fan fans. Trust me, I'm very proud about this. There's a breakfast named after me. You can go and say Bart's Bigger Breakfast, and they will know what you're talking about. Joey sent me a tweet. He already got it yesterday. And when you guys go do get this, tweet me a picture at WinxThinks and we'll share it. I think it's cool to see all the people that go out and do this, because for just $7.99, you get 3 eggs, 3 pieces of bacon, 3 sausage, 2 pancakes, 2 French toast, and hash browns. All for just $7.99. 3 eggs, 3 bacon, 3 sausage, 2 pancakes, 2 French toast, and hash browns. All for just $7.99. Run, do not walk, to get this. Available at any Perkins in southeastern Wisconsin all day, every day, limited time only. Also Perkins today, kids eat free after 4 o'clock. So the free agency market is heating up, and the Packers still on the sidelines. Another team, as far as the quarterback position, a little bit on the sidelines. They could lose out on Case Keenum, which it looks like they have. They could lose out on Kirk Cousins as well.
Yeah, well, Teddy Bridgewater's gone, but they've put a call in to Drew Brees.
Yeah, the Minnesota 39-year-old, Vikings.
39-year-old Drew Brees.
The latest on how they could end up with really the best case scenario, or even the worst. It's Chuck and Winkler. We'll have that next. Well, worst would be best for us. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. Oh, oh, oh. Big year for Lady Gaga. This is Poker Face as we go back in time, like the Bucks did last night, the year they drafted Brandon Jennings, 09. Brandon Jennings with a big night last night. We'll have more on that throughout the morning on a Bucks Tuesday. Gary Wolfel coming up next hour. We'll hear from Brandon Jennings, too, as he called into the post-game show about 15 minutes after the game last night. Do you like this song?
Oh, I've heard it before. Lady Gaga?
Yeah, Poker Face.
Poker Face.
Now, have you ever heard of Packer Face?
Packer Face?
Yeah.
No.
By Cheeseheads with Attitude?
Oh, I've heard of them. Are they back?
Well, they were back in 2009.
Okay.
Packer Face. That didn't happen.
Chicago Bears will always suffer number one. We love our frozen tundra and don't need a broken dome.
Well, not exactly where the hell is Nina.
We're
that was their
the game,
calling card.
Everyone,
that was their encore song.
We're eating brats by drinking a beer.
I'll be honest, you know what? With the way the Bucs have played the last 2 days...
Yeah.
2 games. So they've won 2 games against 2 crappy teams. Yeah, you know, it's good that they won these games. And I'm still like, I still feel as though, well, you know what? They couldn't beat a good team. I mean, it's better than losing these teams.
Are we talking about the Packers? What are we doing?
Well, we're playing Stonks from 2009.
Yeah, it's just kind of the theme of the day.
But we're talking about the Bucks here. Right?
No, we're talking about the Vikings.
Oh, what? Thought we were going back to 2009 with the...
Yeah, that's how we're bumping back from every break.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I thought we were talking about Brandon Jennings.
Well, I teased the Vikings, so we're going to talk about the
Vikings. Well, we can talk about the Vikings.
When after a commercial break do you start listening to what I say?
I try not to.
Yeah, I agree.
We do 2 different shows sometimes.
That's a problem.
Drew Brees. Okay, Drew Brees. It sounds like the Vikings got some interest. You know, like one of those Brett Favre things where he'd come up there for a season or two. Because they got the Super Bowl defense right now. They just need the quarterback. I mean, when forever, they've always needed quarterbacks up there. So they've apparently got rid of all 3 of the quarterbacks they were interested in. And that's the guy that they might be targeting next.
Well, the Drew Brees situation, he's not going anywhere. He's going to stay in New Orleans. He and his wife want to stay in New Orleans. He said he wants to stay in New Orleans. He has taken, like, all negotiating tools off the table. He will end up signing in New Orleans. Now, if the Vikings somehow poach him away, that would be quite a coup. And they may have to get that desperate. Case Keenum is off to Denver. $18 to $20 million a year. So Case Keenum, who could have got about 23 if they franchised him in Minnesota, they did not. Still able to get a ton of money. I mean, he was a third-string quarterback, and he's better than a third-string quarterback, but he was the Vikings' third-string quarterback and was able to parlay last season into nearly $20 million a year. Kirk Cousins seems like he'd like to go to either Minnesota or the Jets. The Cardinals could be in the running. If the Vikings lose out on him and they don't have Case and they can't get Breeze and they won't have Teddy, we bring back Sam Bradford?
That's what they're down to. I mean, not the worst option in the world.
Do they want Brett Hundley for a six-round pick?
Well, they have him free. Oh, a six-round pick. Couldn't even get a six-round pick for that guy right now. Jeez, you can't get anything for Brett Hundley. They drafted him in the fifth round. No, you would just cut him and probably wouldn't trade within your division anyway. That's just the way things work out. But, yeah, the Vikings quarterbacks are leaving, and you know, if they don't get Drew Brees, they're kind of needy right now.
If they got Drew Brees.
Yeah, that'd suck. Again, that's one of those short-term things for a year or two, but you know, the NFL is really a short-term league. You know, you try to win right now and then, you know, talk about next year.
You know, they're the Super Bowl favorite if they get Drew Brees, right?
Yeah, with that defense, Philadelphia probably still is.
Yeah.
In New England.
Mm-hmm.
But if they get Drew Brees, certainly. You know, the Minnesota factor will always factor in. But
sure,
it looks like they get Brees. Yeah, they get their running back. They're going to get back. You know, the guy was hurt. They're gonna be
Dalvin
good.
Cook.
Yeah, they're going to get him back. They'll be at least the favorites to win the division again.
Now, what we talked about earlier was it sounds like Brees is going to end up staying in New Orleans, and it sounds like maybe Jimmy Graham could reunite there. Got another talk back. Again, you can send these in via the app. This is from another Ryan.
Morning, boys. Muskegon Ryan here. Hey, in regards to Jimmy Graham and the Packers, you know, people tend to forget that Drew Brees is also a free agent. You know, there's no guarantee he's going back to the Saints. He probably will, but there's a small possibility he might not. And is Jimmy Graham going to want to go to the Saints with no Drew Brees? I think Jimmy Graham would fit in perfect here with Rodgers. And, you know, hopefully it's not smoke and they're really interested in him and want to bring him in.
Yeah, I don't think Graham goes there if Brees does leave, but I don't think Brees does leave.
Yeah. These guys are looking for the best possible deal, too. And like Graham, he's looking for a good contract and a good quarterback. But if the Packers don't sign Graham, they're going to be hard-pressed at tight end. Their tight end is very bleak right now.
Yeah, do they even have one? Rich Rod?
And Lance Kendricks. So they got two tight ends, but neither one of those are starters. Modified starters. You need a guy. You'd love to have a guy like this come in, Graham, and be strong and athletic and guy who's going to catch balls and make plays for you.
Now, I've seen on Twitter last night that some people think that Graham's nothing more than a decoy at this point in his career, and they're upset that the Packers are in on these guys at the waning stages of their career. I would like Jimmy Graham here. I think with Aaron Rodgers, that would be...
How is he a great...
would be a success.
Did he catch over 50 passes last year?
Well, he also dropped a lot. He did not go over as well in Seattle as you would have expected.
No, but people think... I mean, you act like he had horrible seasons in Seattle.
Yeah, I mean, but like Luke Wilson was outplaying him at times, but a lot of that was how they used him in Seattle.
But
they didn't.
His yards per catch, 9 yards, that's not great. The year before, his first year with Seattle, he had 14 yards a catch, 65 catches. So, 57 and 65. He still had he's 6'7", a big target. Big target for Rodgers.
414-799-1250.
Who's this?
It's a still Cheeseheads with Attitude.
I thought it was an all-male group, Cheeseheads with Attitude.
Yeah, the guy's singing real
high. Oh, I thought it was a lady.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Chuck and Winkler, more from you guys next. On the way to Green Bay, stand up and show us your back of face. Everybody in somebody. That digital spit, next level visual. I got that boom, boom, boom. How to beat bang. I like that boom, boom, pow. Them chickens jogging my style. They try to copy my swagger. I'm on that neck. I'm sold 3,008. You sold 2,008. Chuck and Winkler from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. Again, we are playing music in honor of Brandon Jennings coming back. This is from 2009, the year he was drafted. We are not necessarily talking about Brandon Jennings every segment. Talking a little Packers right now. We'll get back into the Bucks next hour. 414-799-1250 as the free agency market is here. The official day that people can sign tomorrow, but there's moves happening. Case Keenum is going to Denver. Allen Robinson is going to Chicago. Sammy Watkins going to the Chiefs, but apparently the Bears were in on him too.
Yeah, yeah. But they think that Robinson's a better fit with their offense. And, you know, the Packers have some of their own guys they got to think about too, namely Morgan Burnett, that they have to re-sign. You know, he's probably at the top of the list as far as their own free agents. Some of these other guys, you got to find out if Jari Evans is coming back too. But and I know you probably think that Jeff Janis is
Janis!
But he's on a restricted free agent too.
Let's play some basketball!
You know, that was Fergie. I forgot to get that in there with the Black Eyed Peas.
I don't think that Shum is coming back as a punter next year.
Hunter Gate.
No, they're going to go with Vogel, it sounds like. So Shum, they could have brought him back. We're talking Packers punters. 414-799-1250. Let's get out to Trell on the north side. How you been, T?
Yeah, I've been fine. You know, I'm a little disappointed, man. You know, free agency doesn't start to tomorrow, but you know, you see the Packers names with interest involved with a lot of these free agents or whatever you want to say about it. But that's all it is. It's like someone's sending a flyer out to some of these reporters, beat writers, or whatever you want to call them, to put the Packers name in the mix of interest. You know, kind of intrigue the fan, and it's somewhat of a mirage, I think. And, you know, I'm going to feel that way until they actually come through and sign one of these guys that they're talked about to be interested in. Otherwise, the only difference I see between Ket Thompson and Gutekunst so far is that Gutekunst is more personable. He's more of a people's person, you know, more of a guy that, you know, has put the word out there. He's not afraid to be so tight-lipped about things. And if that's the only thing that Gutekunst has to offer to differentiate himself from Ket Thompson, he's not doing that much, you know, because I'm not into all the hot bites and all that. I want to see some things being done to help this team, the quality of this team, a 7-9 team. You know, that was a shell of itself without Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Are you saying you're not impressed? I mean, Gutekunst hasn't had any time to do anything just yet. I mean, because the NFL season is starting.
It's not really about him having time. Like I said, free agency doesn't actually start until tomorrow.
Yeah.
But for them to say the Packers are pursuing this guy and this guy, and they're, you know, they're one of the teams in it, and then you see that these guys are getting signed, it's just like the Packers are just throwing their name into a ball with a whole bunch of other teams. It seems like they're actually engaged. I want to see something actually get done here. If Jimmy Graham happens to happen, great. They need to, of course, they need to do something with the defense. They need to sign probably, I would say, Tremaine Johnson or maybe the kid from the Colts, one of the two ones. They definitely got to do something. Morgan Burnett's not coming back, Chuck. Sorry for that one. Injury prone guy. He's older. It could be his third contract. Not going to happen.
You don't think so?
No, we got to move forward with Josh Jones. And if they're not, you know, sold on him, then they're probably going to draft somebody else.
Oh man, I think you got to bring the veteran back, man. He's only 29.
Frames, one of the things I'm trying to do less of is just take pot shots at other media members. I think I'm going to try to do less of that. But I do kind of blame the Packer media mafia for where we're at right now.
Why is that?
Because when Gutekunst took over, everybody was asking the question about free agency. And maybe they were doing that to do the service for the fans. So I don't know who really I'm blaming, but I think that question could have just not been asked. I think if you want to know what Brian Gutekunst is going to do in free agency, you should have let him have his first period of free agency. But what they did as soon as he was hired and had a press conference was, because Ted Thompson was so against it and just did not utilize it as much as we all wish that he did, these guys felt like they had to ask. They had to get Brian Gutekunst saying, yes, I understand free agency. I like free agency. I think if we could have just focused away from that, let the free agency period develop, we would have never had the quote I want to be more aggressive
well, that's
in free agency.
Gutekunst.
Well, he was asked about him five times.
But that's on him. He should have said, well, we'll see, have to wait and see.
But then people would have... I guess it is a two-way street.
I mean,
you could have
said, you can't blame the media. Media's got to put... I mean, that's great. The media, the Packer media mafia, you're putting pressure on these guys like they always do. I don't think they get enough credit for some of that stuff.
But I think what has happened is that because that was said... We took it as, oh, my God, we're signing everybody.
Yeah,
and then when Muhammad Wilkerson comes in for a visit, it's not enough that he came for a visit. Yeah. We got to sign him. And we got to go Tremaine Johnson. And we got to get the two receivers. And we got to get Jimmy Graham. And, hell, let's sign Case Keenum for the hell of it, too. We got to sign all these guys. Our whole team has to be free agents. Let's, I mean, like Trell said, it hasn't started yet. Yeah, guys are signing, but let's give this guy a minute. Right.
Well, as I was telling you yesterday, when you got all upset that they traded Demaryius Randall and they didn't have any defensive backs.
Well, because that was a bad trade.
Oh, it was not. It was a great trade.
They gave him up for nothing.
Well, you know what? And after reading his comments, were you disappointed on the flip-flop draft picks? You got a quarterback. You got the maximum you could have got for a guy like that. No. And what's disappointing is another first-round draft pick didn't work out in Green Bay. That's what sucks. Thanks, Ted Thompson.
It's Chuck and Winkler.
Good draft.
We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. It's also Bucks Tuesday. What a renaissance last night. Brandon Jennings. How long is this going to keep up? It's Chuck and Winkler. And $1,000 next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!